I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Your kid all ready for that life, King?
No.
Nope.
He hates football.
Fair enough. It's wild because this week is back to school week for everybody, and your wife posted pictures of your kids, like, you know, first day back to school or whatever. It is crazy how big your eldest is, dude. Like, he is like a full grown human being, and I can't get over that because I remember when we first started this thing, when he was like an infant running around that fucking studio.
I know.
Like, this is weird. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It is.
They grow up,
thing.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
You keep feeding them and watering them and they get bigger. Huh.
Feeding them a lot. A lot.
Have you had to remortgage the house yet?
We're getting close. Actually, I think if I didn't have to remortgage anything during middle school sports, I'm probably good. Yeah. Because, oh my God, what a scam middle school sports are. Yeah. Hey, just the other day, as an example, there's this batting cage and pitching area in industrial side of town, and they had a travel baseball team this year. I think he told me it was $3,500 just to sign up.
Jesus.
Fuck that.
They're not going to cool places like
no.
San Diego or Miami or a fun game. It's T-Mobile Park. It's we're going to Boise.
Yeah.
Oh, Boise, at least. I was going to say Coeur d'Alene. Pass.
Yeah, at least go to Coeur d'Alene.
So cool, Dad. No. Actually, I hate this place, so I'll just say Leidos Lab, like Lydos Lab. Scam. It's a scam, and parents are just throwing away money, being like, well, if I pay $6,000 for 4 weeks of summer baseball, he must be getting a scholarship. No, they're not.
They're not.
Like, told me one kid
King,
played on the team.
It's
and I was
an,
like,
it's an investment in their future, King. Don't you understand this?
Yeah. I was like, that kid can't hold a baseball. And he's like, I know. He's like, how did he get on the team? And I went, because his parents forked over a $3,600 check. That's how. Like, they're praying. I've mentioned this before, but man, middle school sports are fucking scam. And I know AAU progresses into high school too, but they start to narrow the field down a little bit once you get into high school. Middle school, they'll take that $4,000 check from anyone.
So we had seventh grade middle school packet pickup this week. So first day is because today's Wednesday, not Thursday, is tomorrow. But packet pickup, and when you go in there, part of that is paying like your yearly fees that you want to pay or whatever. So if you want to get the yearbook, you got to pay for the yearbook then, if you want to blah, blah, blah. Everybody has the option to pay for the track and field team. Like there's like three things on there. There's like voluntary like donation of $50, like if you want to, if you can, $35 for the yearbook, or like $85 if you want to support the track team. What the fuck is my $85 gonna buy for the track team? It's track. Like, they have their own shoes. They run in circles a whole bunch. Like, what is? No, I'm not going to give 85. But my kid, I like force my child to exercise. My kid is not into it. So I'm like, I'm not supporting this track and field team. What? You want me to pay $85 so these kids can have like shot puts? Like, I can find some old steel in the back, man, that you can throw around, you know? Like,
go to play it against sports. Find a discus real quick.
Come on.
You whittle yourself a javelin.
Yeah, I will say the fun thing with being reintroduced to high school sports was a couple weeks ago getting the fundraiser thing. Oh, we need to raise $50,000 for just fall sports. Do you?
Let me see the budget.
Yeah. Well, but then they got to $50,000. You want to know what they said? take it to 55,000.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Let's go 60. Like, let's go 60.
Yeah, I think they wanted 25 donations from each kid of at least $50 or something. It's like, you know, okay, good luck, I guess. And, you know, like in most schools, it's just one person who will sign like a $10,000 check because it's, you know, tax purposes and it skews and everything. But yeah, sports, real scam.
Getting those charter buses instead of the school buses. That's how that happens.
The threat was freshman team won't get travel gear on the bus for the buses. And I went,
okay.
I'm shaking in my boots.
Yeah, by the way, we went to South Eugene. Cool story having a freshman team. That's rad.
Travel gear. Oh, like they don't wear sweatpants and Crocs every fucking day anyway.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about here? Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what you do is you wear jeans and your fucking game jersey while you're traveling. That's what you do. That's your travel gear.
Kid did tell me, we got to wear our like jersey on game days. And I was like,
you sure do.
Just be lucky your coach isn't one of those hardos who is like, you will wear slacks and a dress shirt and a tie that is team specific colored. Because, woof. Those coaches exist.
I feel that was that just the dean? Because I remember basketball.
I think in football there was like a year where on like the long road trips to like the coast we were supposed to do it. But it didn't last. It fizzled. Oh, maybe it was just even the opening game. But I remember, I'm not going to say his name. He was a quarterback. His number was 16. Initials were SG.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember a one time where vividly we were both wearing ties and a shirt and we're like, this is dumb.
Yeah I don't think,
but I think that I was like a one time that. Must have been a one time thing.
Yeah, I don't remember ever owning a tie in high school. All right, let's get into Ducks because we got a lot of shit to cover this week. Welcome to the podcast, Alex King Ski. Twitter handles are on the picture if you want to tweet at us. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. We were having some technical issues with Discord, but Sports Brewery Discord is a fun place. So get in there. It's lots of bullshit going on in there. It's a good time. Twitch.tv/Abrog87. That is where we are right now. Usually we do the podcast live on Thursday nights. This week, obviously, it's Wednesday. Hit follow at that site, twitch.tv/ABRAWG87, and it will give you notifications when we go live, and you just click a link, and you're there. I also post these on YouTube, Sports Brewery on YouTube. Find it. Movie podcast we do every Sunday. This week's movie is The Beekeeper. It is on Prime, Jason Statham, Felicia Rashad. Watch it. The Beekeeper on Prime. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. All right. So Oregon beat Idaho 24-14. I think everybody watching who is of a rooting interest for the Oregon Ducks was pretty frustrated the entire game. You know, a lot of people in our Discord were saying, you know, you never really felt Oregon was in danger of losing. I think you're probably right. I think I was going to say something too.
If you were watching on TV, you probably never had the feeling they were going to lose.
Right.
If you were in person for half a second, mm-hmm. when Idaho returned that ball pointlessly like 70 yards for a touchdown, but you realize that's incomplete and the refs are just letting them continue the play. But there was that split second where like, well, maybe because I don't have the perfect view and maybe it wasn't incomplete. And it was very much incomplete. It wasn't even close in hindsight. But if you were in person, maybe for a split second, you're like, oh my God, they're down 17-20. What's going on?
Also, Oregon needed a fourth down to get that last Tez Johnson touchdown. They also needed a penalty right before it, or it wouldn't have been as easy as it was. So I was watching this game like when is Oregon finally going to be Oregon? Like I kept waiting for it. Like when is a hole going to open up on a run play? Like when,
well, that wasn't happening.
When is one of these like really fast receivers just going to run straight and Dylan Gabriel's just going to throw deep to them and they're going to catch it and score a touchdown? When is this going to happen? Like you just kept waiting the whole game and it's like, it's not. Like it's genuinely not. Like this is Idaho. Like why are they not throwing the ball down the field? Why is like Noah Whittington falling down untouched, they running through the hole? Like
they fell down a lot.
James, like, did too. Like untouched, like no contact. Bad, like
the wrong cleats.
Like honestly, if Oregon's defense didn't play really well, because they did play really well. They should. It's fucking Idaho. But if Oregon's defense didn't play really well, like
better. If Idaho was a little better on offense, it would have been a worry. Because I mean, they scored their first touchdown on that fluke, like double reverse flea flicker. Mm-hmm. And I mean, up till then, I didn't even think they were going to score any points. But it, like you say, it was one of the weirdest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't watch the game, period, and you didn't see the score, and you just looked at the box score, and you saw Dylan Gabriel's numbers, you're like, oh, all right, we probably won by, you know, five touchdowns. We probably rushed for three or four at the end.
Okay, Dylan Gabriel, 41 of 49, threw the ball 50 times against Idaho. 41 of 49, 380 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. So you see that. You're like, oh, yeah, man, Oregon won by 80. Yeah. Sorry. You were talking about it, so I wanted to give the actual numbers.
And then you look, and then if I were to look at the rushing, I'd be like, all right, James wasn't great, but he still had like a 6-point-something average.
Mm-hmm.
Whittington's the outlier of like badness, of statistically
14
bad.
Carries for 33 yards is terrible.
In fairness.
Yes.
First game back from a torn ACL.
Sure.
In fairness.
An offensive line was terrible. Like I think that's,
oh, yeah,
that's, see, my, with, that's the big,
without watching, yeah, you wouldn't know though. Without watching, you wouldn't know. You'd be like, oh, he must have had all the time in the world. But then if you look deeper, it's like, oh, strip sack fumble, mm-hmm, missed 2 fourth down conversions, and missed a field goal. Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, now you start seeing how it could be a little closer. I mean, that's essentially 4 turnovers right there. Yeah.
Couldn't get 1 yard a lot,
yeah,
in this game, which is pretty sad against an FCS team.
Dean brought it up last week. That was your worry. You said, I don't know about this offensive line.
Yeah.
And we still don't know, but for what we do know of the offensive line, they're not that good.
They're not good. Well, they're not good without Matthew Bedford. I think.
But we're saying that like we know what Matthew Bedford
is. Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm just saying this because Connerly was like a high 4, low 5-star guy. Third year in the program. We think he's good. NFL scouts tell you he's good.
Cornelius,
look at mock boards. Scouts tell you Ajani Cornelius could be a top 15 pick. Cornelius was so bad.
Awful.
Gave up,
yeah,
2 sacks, had 1 or 2 penalties. The line had 5 penalties. Yeah. Only one was a hold. 4 of them were procedural. Like, you can't. I know message board geniuses. I mean, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that Twitter account where they just post dumb shits from every team.
Yeah.
You know, they had one for the Ducks where some guy said, I was down on the field before the game. I'm telling you, they all had COVID. They all had the flu. The offensive line, they were sick. They were sweating. They were either hungover or had COVID. I don't believe it. But the Cornelius performance makes no sense. Yeah. What he did on Saturday makes no sense. Like Charlie Pickard or Picard, if you're a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, we'll be Picard podcast.
Picard. Yeah. Okay, he's a walk-on center. Got it. Bad. Cornelius and Connerly, what in the fuck was that? Because it's not even just the procedural penalties. just block someone straight.
Yes.
Just
getting just beat regularly. Yeah. Cornelius, I don't recall Cornelius having a good series in the entire game. Like, he was routinely getting beat on pass plays and run plays. Because a lot of the times they would run to his side and he would just get beat. And Whittington would get tackled a yard in the backfield. Like, he was truly terrible. And, you know, like, so we saw Fender talk about this in the Discord a whole bunch, like, as a former offensive lineman. It's like, you know, cohesiveness and communication and all of those things are really important for an offensive line. And so maybe not having Bedford is a big deal in that regard.
Not against Idaho, though. It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter.
It should not matter.
And it would if it would also
a team, I would get it. It's like, all right, you were off kilter, you know, things didn't work out, but you should have been multiple times in the game. You should be able just to manhandle guy in front of you and clear a hole for a running back to go through.
But when they're like, oh, maybe they just didn't gel. It's like, Bedford got hurt like 9 days ago. Like, let's not act like he was out all spring and all summer. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they should have been able to be like, oh, you want to know what? Like, it's just one guy out. We need to, I don't know. It was, like I said in the Discord, I'm not saying Alik Terry is a whiff on Dan Lanning's hiring, but whiffs can happen. And I just want to say it because I know we all love Dan Lanning. Yeah. We're not playing for clicks. Eat breakfast and whoop ass. Grass is green. I get it. It's a good quote. But even Nick Saban fucked up. His last two offensive hires were for OC after going Kiffin and Sark were Bill O'Brien and Tommy Rees. And it didn't ultimately matter because it's Alabama, and a bad Alabama team could still somehow, you know, bad by their standards, get into the playoffs by beating Georgia. It didn't matter. But coaches can whiff, and I don't know, man. I because we know he can't. He's not recruiting. Empirically, that isn't happening. He's not getting recruits. And it's only one game. It's only one game. Maybe they put up 225 yards rushing on Boise State. Gabriel gets sacked once, you know, we just recalibrate from there. But it just doesn't look right. And even if you go back to last year, and again, we say this is kind of a thing we say, the other team, you know, it used to be the coaches were paid to stop you. Now the players are also paid to stop you. So you got to give some credit there. But even last year, if you go back to UW in Vegas, the OSU game at Autzen, there was another one earlier in the year where they just could not run the ball. And we all just chalked it up to, well, Bucky Irving had a sprained ankle. I don't know.
Do you think it's coach? Do you think it's schemes? Or do you think it's, like I said, just not getting coached well?
I'm willing at this point to just say it was a one-game anomaly. I am willing to do that. But and I'm probably just being more negative on Coach Terry because Coach Terry, why the fuck did I call him Coach Terry? Alik Terry, because I just know he doesn't recruit. This offseason was a brutal time for him in that sphere. It was like, oh, we're losing guys to Missouri. Like,
Missouri.
What the hell? Illinois? You got beat up by Illinois? But I don't know. It could just be about he's young.
I don't know. Usually you have it. I feel like you have it or you don't. You kind of don't really grow into it, really. I don't think like a position coach like that, because that's usually a lot of guys play that position, so you know you're going to teach what you were taught. So I don't know if you could really grow too much into that. But like I think
he's still young. Like, he literally was playing college football in 2018. So he's a young dude.
But I think we got a little lucky to see how bad the line was, because if I don't know what was wrong with him, whatever was wrong with Dylan Gabriel, if he could just throw a ball down past the hash mark, you know, past 10 yards, they could have ran away with this game still, even with the line being that bad. Just take shot. He took the one shot early to Stewart and just missed him. That's it. That was it, though.
But see, I think that was more of a product of the line being shit. Because
he had it's not like he was like
he did
instantly the whole time.
He had time. No, he had guys running free. He checked down to the running back so many times. And check this out real quick. Tez Johnson led Oregon with 12 catches. He had 81 yards. Tez Johnson, man, like that should never happen. You know, throwing 4-yard routes every single time when you have the weapons that Oregon has should never happen. It just shouldn't. Even if you have the most vanilla game plan in the world against an FCS team, throw it down the field like 5 times, 6 times. He just wasn't.
But this is why I will say I think it's more of the line. In Gabriel's 2 years in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. which he was Oklahoma defensive coach, they're not really offensive minded anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
In his 2 years, he was top 20 both years in adjusted depth of target. So how far you throw the ball to a receiver at 10.2 yards combined between the two seasons. So top 20 both years. Nix was like second to last year, yeah. Just in case anyone wants to know. He's a captain and starting for the Broncos. Whatever he did, good on him. He's pick 12. Got it. Gabriel's adjusted, you know, drop target was 4.2 yards on Saturday. So I can't just say that's him just all of a sudden freezing up. There's good.
But it didn't feel like Nix there with, because Nix didn't, he took some shots, but he didn't quite just dump it off. He would find the middle of the field and like the outs, you know, outside running routes. But these all felt like checkdowns. Like he saw someone deep and was like, no, I'm checking down.
Every single time.
That's the difference I saw where, like you said, oh, he just played just like Nix. No, he didn't.
Knicks. But, and like, even from like a running perspective, there was a play, I think it was in the third, the fourth quarter. It doesn't matter. I think it was the drive they ended up scoring their last touchdown on, where Gabriel is coming towards me. I'm in like section 20. He has lane. It's like second and 6 mm-hmm. in absolute lane to get 10 yards and run out of bounds or slide or whatever you want to do at that point. And he just turned his shoulders and sailed one. I actually think he may have thrown it sort of deep and he just missed the guy. Yeah. Well, intermediate is probably more, but missed him. But he had the run where the people sitting behind me were total dipshits. They admit it. They don't watch football. But even they were like, run, guy! Run, guy! And he just didn't. And again, watching in the stadium is different than the TV view, so maybe it looked worse where I was sitting.
But we saw that too.
It was bad.
Yes, it was bad.
And he's supposedly a more willing runner than Nix was. And we're not saying he's Lamar Jackson by any stretch.
He ran for a shit ton of yards at Oklahoma and touchdowns.
He like 500 yards, 450 a year. Like that's,
I mean, less than he did at what, Central Florida. He was like a real running quarterback then.
Yes.
But like I said, he was still a running quarterback at Oklahoma. The only thing I could think of kind of, which kind of makes sense for everything, is that Lanning had a game plan. And the game plan was, we're going to come out and we're going to romp them. And I don't want you running, Gabriel. Yeah. I want you to work with these receivers and, you know, shake those easy ones.
Yeah.
And maybe they just never adjusted. They just kept that same idea of, we'll eventually pull away. And they just never did.
I think you're right. I think the game plan was to be super vanilla. I think Lanning expected Oregon to run much easier against Idaho. He did not expect the line to play as bad as they did. Because Oregon finished with 107 rushing yards as a team against Idaho. Like that. So that includes the negative yards for Gabriel sacks or whatever, like a net yards or whatever. But like that is brutal. I think he expected to be like 250, maybe 300 rushing yards against them. And it wasn't fucking happening. So, like, tell Gabriel, hey, don't run. We're playing an FCS team. Don't hurt yourself. easy passes, no reason to take risks or turn the ball over. And the game kept going on. And, you know, I truly believe, like, he wasn't panicking either. He wasn't like, I think there's a chance Oregon is going to lose. Like, but I think at some point, seeing where the game was at, you got to maybe make an adjustment and be like, all right, Dylan, like, let's make, or all right, Will, like, maybe let's take a couple shots here. You know, like, get, like, maybe air it out just a few times, you know, see what will happen. And they just didn't do it.
Because honestly, I think the game plan would have worked. I think it would have been a route if they were able to run the football and get, you know, their 5-6 yard average run. Because Gabriel was very accurate. Like,
he's 41 of 49. 80% passing. That's incredible.
If you factor that in, I mean, obviously he wouldn't be throwing the ball as much if the run game was effective, but that dink and dunk works well when you establish a run and it's 2nd and 5.
Yeah, it was, by the way, it was 9.3 yards per completion. So 41, like, that's not super great. If you're throwing 49 times, so
it was,
And against me, it wasn't the lack of completions; it was the lack of attempts. Yeah. Like that first drive or second drive, that bomb to Stewart. I was like, "All right, here we go. This is what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Stewart getting loose deep and see what happens." And then that was it.
That was it. Yep.
That was it.
So I did hear some talk of the line. So not having Bedford forced Leilolu to move from center to guard. And he apparently is not built to be a guard in any way. He is really talented, but moving him to guard, he also was getting beat fairly regularly against Idaho, which I don't know.
Center and guard similar enough, though. It's not like a tackle where you got to be a little more speed oriented. But
so that's what I was wondering too. Is like, why not just because center. I mean, we all know this is like a really important position on a football team. And it feels like replacing your center is more difficult than replacing your right guard. So why not leave him at center and have a backup at right guard? Because it felt like sort of a domino effect, right? Because if he's getting beat at right guard, a position he should not be playing, then Cornelius might be, you know, edging over, trying to help out, and now he's getting beat because he's out of position, and it's just one thing after another. So, like, hopefully for Oregon against Boise, like, Bedford plays, and they just don't have to worry about this anymore. But I wonder, I wonder if he's still shaken up if they don't adjust that and just, let your center play center.
Like I said, we got to think about this, too. I mean, we all consensus, you know, Connerly's the best offensive lineman of the group, right? You shove him at left tackle. Well, you put him at left tackle, but Gabriel's a lefty. So the most important guy now should be the right tackle and the right guard. And if that's your weak link now, that's why you fumble. When you get blindside hit, now it's a lot different than, you know, having the sure-handed left tackle there with a righty quarterback. So
that is a concern.
It is a very big concern now if that's the weak link is the right side now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I was bored to tears. So I'm not trying to sugarcoat the win at all. That game was a waste of time. It was boring. It was boring. I would almost rather they have an ugly win like this than maybe an ugly win. And I'm just using Arizona as an example because Teterota McMillan is awesome.
My cats.
But I'd rather have... I feel better with this one where the defense was good. The defense tackled. The defense gave up like 99 yards on 3 plays, and one of them was a trick play. One of them was a screen, and they hit one pass. And then if they had won 62-39, where Evan Stewart was just 4 touchdowns and 250, where you're like, my God, why did they give up 4 touchdowns and 3 field goals? I know, you know, because. Like, again, in that scenario, McMillan's awesome. Arizona's going to win a lot of games. They gave up 40 points to a New Mexico team that was a 2-touchdown underdog and ended up losing at home last week to an FCS team. So, you know, or New Mexico stinks and they lost to Montana State. But at least we can all see the one thing that was terrible. It was the offensive line.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, man, the linebackers are a little small. Yeah. The corners can't cover. We got no pressure. Like, we're going to score a lot. We're going to score, but we're going to have to outscore people.
I have the Bosa thing was weird too, right? Because Bosa like left in the first half with an injury, apparently, and then came back in the fourth, like randomly. And they asked Lanning about it, and he said it was like a healthy scratch, basically. Like he was banged up a little, could have come back in, but they chose to not let him play anymore, even though the game was close. Which is
maybe he was sick. Maybe he was sick.
Yeah, it was the same thing with Jacobs. I think Jacobs, they both played less than 10 snaps. Jacobs, now I don't think ever came back. But yeah, Bosa came back in the fourth. And Lanning was like, oh, I just didn't think we were going to need him. But then you did.
Like, they're within, like, what? Yeah, they got within three, bro.
I mean, there is an outside chance that COVID did run through the team and some dudes were just kind of sick. I mean, I don't think it is, but it's a possibility.
I like them playing with COVID, by the way.
COVID's nothing now. Yeah.
Love that.
I will not remember when PGA players who were about to win on the 18th hole were pulled off the green because of COVID. And now we maybe kind of sort of were hypothetically saying COVID ran through a football team. It's like, I'll go fuck it, go play.
Dude, my ex just had COVID and it was like, hey, I have COVID, and I still show symptoms, but I don't have a fever anymore, so I can take the kid if you want. I was like, oh, I guess that's what the CDC says, right? So, okay.
Yeah. What's Fauci say?
Yeah, ouchie. Fauci. I got my Fauci ouchies. real quick, while we're talking about the defense, because two interceptions, like Nico Reed, a really nice interception late in the game. The Brandon Johnson interception in the end zone was kind of a big play. like if he doesn't make that play, which is also a really nice catch, I don't know, man. also,
where did he transfer it from,
Duke?
By the way? Duke.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, Matty U looks really fucking good. I know it's Idaho, but wow.
I put it in the Discord. He was the highest rated edge rusher by PFB. So it's, I don't love having to use them as a metric of things, but they say he was the best.
Like the combination of him, Birch, and Harmon, like as Harmon had a sack and a half too, like, man, the front
looked pretty good.
The front is good. I don't know because they're playing Boise this week, and Boise ran for a shit ton of yards. So I don't know. We'll see.
Boise pulled an air, like what King was just saying. They give 45 points to Georgia Southern. It's like,
Clay running back team.
It's like, oh cool, your running back had 6 rushing touchdowns. You barely hung on to beat Georgia.
I don't know what that means. Like, because Oregon barely scored against Idaho. So, who the hell knows? Maybe they won't score against Boise too. I don't know.
We will find out.
We will find out. So like, I think I'm sort of with you, King, in that I feel like giving them the benefit of the doubt. I feel like chalking this up to a one game thing, and I think they will very likely figure out a bunch of shit for Boise this week. But
you got 3 games to do it. That's all that matters. That's true. Without the schedule now, you got 3 games to eat shit as long as you win.
True.
And figure things out.
By the way, Boise beats Oregon. They're like a front runner for at large, like easily.
Oh yeah.
So the reason I say that is because Boise beats Oregon, continues to win, gets an at large. Oh, Oregon, one of their losses was to a team that is also playoff in the team. Playoff. So
yeah,
it doesn't look terrible. So I don't know.
Doesn't look good, but
no, I would not say anything last week looked good.
No.
Yes.
The tackling was good. Yeah, I
was fine with the defense. Like I said, gimmick play, one just blown screen that just one guy had a misread, and then one good throw. Other than that, they shut shit down.
Yeah. I saw that flea flicker play twice last week, and I think Florida State ran it too. And both times, it really looked like a forward lateral on the second pitch. Both times, it was really, really close. It's totally the what's the Music City Miracle? Wait, no,
the Tennessee that was, one. That was a kickoff. That was a kickoff.
Yeah, yeah. the Wycheck one where Wycheck, he throws it from here. And so technically it goes
got
backwards.
Got a little cut on it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Physics are weird on those, man.
I love in how our country's most popular sports were A, still bringing out old people with chains to measure, where we have lasers everywhere else. And on line of scrimmage stuff, we're saying, he had a little bit of za on it.
Yeah.
Or if you look, 99% of the quarterback's body was 3 yards behind the line, but the top of his back heel was sort of on it. So he wasn't past it, even though we all saw he was 3 steps past it. And granted, my quarterback in the NFL really benefits from that stupid rule where you can just run for. Yes. But if you just keep that heel back, you didn't cross the line.
He's a professional. Why does football not have VAR? Like anybody who watches like soccer, you see what VAR is and you see how close it gets it. Like it's so efficient. And there's no question because they literally do the replay and they show the line.
Yeah, and it's like, lines all right, on the field. That's all like,
part,
do is
part of his up. Body is across the line. That's it. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Why does football not have that? It's amazing technology. Just fucking use it.
Because once they do that and once they do the chains, then there's nothing. It's all up to, it's not up to the people anymore. It's just, you might as well review everything.
Yeah,
right?
people are dumb. There's too much money riding on this. Yeah. That's why we got rid of the fucking BCS and shit, man. Like, what are we doing? Okay, so let's move on from Oregon. Real quick, we have segments to do. We have list. We have lines. We have trivia this week.
Summer's over. We got to hurry this up.
We got work to do. Quotas. Let's go.
Apparently, whatever insider King was getting, Sappington, not great. I mean, his leg, plenty of leg there, but yeah, missing that 52-yarder. And then we blame offensive line, Gaber, and all that. I think I'm going to throw blame on. I think the conference, just some of that Big Ten seeped into Oregon's blood and just you automatically lose 2 touchdowns a game average.
Yeah.
And the defense gets better. That's just what happened.
Yeah. Just got a little bit of that Iowa soda Nebraska in us now.
Bro, Idaho put up over 40, man. We like Oregon's in trouble.
Iowa scored like 32 in like the fourth quarter.
Look out. All right, let's start with lines. Ski, you ready for lines?
I got lines.
All right. Lines.
Lines everywhere.
Lines and lines.
Miller Moss was in Vegas. He probably did lines.
DJU throws the ball like he's on
poor
lines.
Man. I don't like what's happening to DJU. He's a nice kid.
He's a good kid.
Man, at this point.
Just bad at throwing a football, that's all.
But man, he's...
The problem is, has he been good anywhere, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't his good at Clemson. Freshman year at Clemson. Do you remember the Notre Dame game?
Nope.
Clemson lost, but Notre Dame made the... I think they made the playoff made that the year. And so did Clemson. And he filled in for Lawrence, because Lawrence had COVID. Yep. And he threw for like 450 yards at Notre Dame, and they lost a close game. But every year afterwards,
it's all been downhill since then.
Man, like I put that video in the Discord tonight of Ludacris throwing the first pitch,
big arm. Let's go.
His stand up prosthetics from the music video. Sometimes that's what DJU looks like when he's throwing. It's just he's got these big old arm, and it just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's a step.
Roll that shoulder.
It is. It's a step too late, man. Like everything he does is just a split second too late, and that's all it takes. Was that the Chicken and Beer album? Ludacris with the big arms? I think it was.
That's a good question.
I think it was. Classic. All right, how do we do last week, Ski?
So first off, in the Discord, Booble, who is supposed to be our like stat keeper, instantly gets it wrong week one.
Ooh.
So King, technically King, wins week one.
I mean, technically, yes, technically. I won week one.
He had more points than both of us?
We all guessed the same amount of games correct. We all got 7 games correct. King just had his star pick, Penn State, to give him the edge. So okay. King's 8, you're 7. In Booble, I have 7 points.
Okay. Yeah, because he only gave you 6. He had you go 6. Yep. He had you go 6 and 9. Yeah.
I've seen the bumper stickers. Believe Boobles. I've seen it. Yeah, believe Boobles.
Believe in Boobles.
Yeah. Apparently, he just assumed because I was the only one that picked USC to win. He must have gotten that wrong. But all right, so King's in the lead. First game, well, here's a problem of doing it on a Wednesday is that they don't release the FCS matchup lines on Wednesdays yet.
Uh-oh.
So Western Illinois and Indiana, that's off the board. We're not doing it.
Oh,
nothing.
No.
It's a damn shame. My Hoosiers?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, King did all this research, man.
I know he did. Those big directional Illinois schools.
Apple lies the B, O, and O in Bloomington, and boo to you, sir.
All right, so the first game we got Duke or Northwestern. Northwestern is a 2.5-point favorite. It's a little surprising, but yes, Northwestern.
Give me the Wildcats on the lake. Because I saw Elon go against Duke last week, and Duke gave Elon all they could handle.
I
mean, Elon's giving you all you can handle right now.
He really is. What an asshole, man. I think Twitter hard.
Yeah, you are banned.
I just want to post, man.
I'm also going Northwestern, dude. I actually watched a fair amount of Northwestern last week.
They do.
Yeah, they're not good, but
no, they're not.
I think they're going to beat Duke.
And surprising thing is, like, Duke was like pretty good last year.
Watch Northwestern be 2-0.
Yeah, but Duke lost their head coach A&M and their quarterback from Notre Dame, and
yep,
and they're starting safety to Oregon.
To Oregon, yeah. Brandon Johnson.
Favorite defender.
I always knew. Yeah. I always knew.
Nobody knows more about Brandon Johnson than me.
I'm a good BJ.
I'm with you guys. Northwestern. Fill in. All right.
That almost stuck by me. Love a good BJ.
We got a real game here. We have Texas, 7.5-point favorites against Michigan.
Texas. I don't like Michigan's quarterback situation. Walk-on starting.
No, and, you know, was it just me and Braga? No, all of us picked Michigan last week. Like, oh, all right, new head coach, all that stuff, reigning champs. They got to come out hot, right? They laid a fucking – they did not look good.
I think I said that about both Michigan schools, and they both did not do that.
So. Yeah, I mean, Michigan won 30-10, but it was 16-10 with 9 minutes left, and they literally had a pick six with, like, 30 seconds left.
Yeah. And more important, yeah, they didn't cover. So I'm taking Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I think this is a big year for Texas. They got swagger this
Texas
year,
is
man.
Back, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing we got Bowling Green. They're playing Penn State. Penn State 34.5 points.
Yeah, I got Penn State. They looked very good for most of that game last week, and then they sort of just took their foot off the gas. Like, I think 34.5 is a lot. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to cover it.
You know what? Give me Bowling Green. Like I said, it's hard to cover. I could see. Yeah. You take your foot off the gas a little too early. Yeah. Give up a touchdown. Yeah, they lose by 32. Give me Bowling Green.
Big Ten did not really cover last week.
No, and we picked a lot of them to cover.
Yeah.
I'm picking the Nittany Lions. I didn't like the way Bowling Green looked against Fordham. No, not a lot of speed on the edges against the Rams. You know what I mean? Not a lot of speed. Yeah.
Check out.
You don't expect to play Fordham Rams and walk away with an easy
game. No, I mean, you know.
Check out King's TikTok for a full breakdown of that game.
Mm-hmm. All right. We saw him last week against Ohio State. I believe we got Akron. They're playing the Fighting Shianos. Fighting Shianos are 23.5 point favorites.
Fighting Shianos. I've never picking a. Outside of poverty and depression, I'm not picking anything from Akron and LeBron James, I guess.
What's the line?
23.5.
Ew. Rutgers looked real good last week, though. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Looked
yeah.
okay. But...
Hey, give me Jersey. I'm riding Jersey. Give me that.
Yeah. Shiano, the one thing he does is not lose to Akron at home. So
if there's one thing Greg Shiano does. Yeah. That is my star pick.
Oh, shit.
I'm that confident in Rutgers.
Yeah, he is confident. All right. Couldn't find a line for Rhode Island and Minnesota, so I think everyone's happy about that. All right. And now we got, we got interstate battle here. Iowa State. They're a 2.5 point dogs to Iowa.
Ooh, El Asico. Let's go. Is it in Ames?
It is. I'll start. I'm star picking Iowa. Yeah. That might have been the most points they scored in like 5 years last week. This offense is back, baby.
Did they score all the points they're going to score for the whole season last week? That's what we're going to find out. I'm also picking Iowa. Their defense is really, really good. Yes. Like really, 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 really good.
And Jamal Tinsley is not walking through that door for Iowa State here, so I'm not too worried.
Brock Purdy ain't walking through that door, boys.
Give me the clones.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
All right. I didn't know we had a conference game here. We got Michigan State. They're 9.5 point dogs to Maryland.
Maryland yeah. always starts 6-0 and finishes 6-6. They're running it up.
I'm with you with Maryland too, but just because God, Sparty looked bad.
They really did, like surprisingly yeah. so. I'm still gonna pick them though. I still got Michigan.
By the way, yeah, I feel worse about my Iowa State pick after saying they only beat the bad Dakota school by like 16 last week.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of a bad Dakota school, we got South Dakota. They're playing Wisconsin. Get this. Whiskey's only a 12.5 point favorite against South Dakota.
I think who? Who?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I thought it had to be a mistake.
Wisconsin, I am picking. Right?
I mean, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, I'll go Wisconsin. Damn it.
I don't understand.
Tyler Van Dyke. He'll have one good game. It'll be that one.
I cannot back South Dakota. I don't want to pick Whiskey, but I will take Wisconsin as well. And then, oh, God.
Real quick, Nuttine says he forgot that Oregon played Iowa State in the Fiesta Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
As a 4-18.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did. Try to forget that.
That was not a fun one.
If case anyone forgets how that or forgot how that game went, Iowa State would score, then they would kick the ball off 70 yards in the air and 20 yards deep, and DJ what was his
Johnson
he played tight end DJ Johnson would go and try and catch it, and he fumbled it every time. Yeah. And Oregon never learned, and they promptly fired their special teams coach Bobby Williams.
They also did have two NFL guys on that offense, so it's not like they were bad.
Purdy and Breece Hall, yeah.
I thought those cardboard cutout fans of ours in Glendale were really gonna make a difference in that one.
Soft cardboard cutout fans. Yeah. We had. All right, next game we got the terrible directional middle Michigan school. Eastern Michigan is a 24.5 point dog to UW. Yeah,
Max school.
I hate Eastern Michigan so much, so I'm forced to take UW.
Are they from Ypsilanti? Is that where they're from?
I mean, they would be.
The Eagles from Ypsilanti?
Yeah. Sounds right. I also have Washington.
Oh,
yeah. I know.
It's out of conference. It's, yeah, you know, we're,
yeah.
We got a dog here. We got Kansas, 5.5 point favorites against the Illini.
You hear that? That's a Jayhawk, baby. Give it. Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Yeah. They're covering it. Jalen Daniels. Easy money.
You still need a star pick, King.
How many more games do we have?
Four.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fuck. Good thing you took those two out. Jesus.
I know.
So many goddamn games we have to pick
every
week.
We have a different directional Michigan school to still do.
Illinois.
Well, I'm taking Kansas. Okay. Illinois is bad. Juice Williams ain't there.
Kevin Hardy ain't walking through that door.
No. All right, we got other direction. We got Western Michigan. They're playing Ohio State.
Don't care. Not taking a max.
38.5. Yep.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State by like 80.
I think they're from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Western Michigan is?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. I'll just pencil in Nebraska here for Braga. We got Colorado, Nebraska. Brasky, 7.5 point favorites.
Star pick, Nebraska.
Colorado.
Yep. And I am taking Nebraska.
Yep.
Nebraska's back, baby.
Sure they are.
Riola, baby.
Yeah. I believe Nebraska is back less than I believe Colorado is good.
Colorado's
yeah.
All right. USC 28.5 point favorites at home against Utah State.
Easy Utah State.
Woo!
They'll lose. They're covering.
I got USC.
Let down spot.
USC got
late
weapons.
Late game. No one's going to be there, riding a little high.
And, I mean, they won, but it's not like SC looked good. They kind of they got that Big Ten blood in them, too, where the offense wasn't great, but all of a sudden they have, like, a respectable defense now. It's like, give me Utah State, though. Yeah, they win by 4 touchdowns.
I got USC.
And then, yeah, last game, Ducks are 19.5 point favorites against Boise.
Broncos.
Yeah, that's it. That's kind of an easy one. I got Boise too. Like I don't see how anyone could bet Oregon in this.
I am taking Oregon. They gave up 45 points to Georgia Southern.
Yeah, Oregon scored 24 against Idaho.
Hey, that's a good Idaho team, Buster. Yeah.
Okay.
They got
NFL guys on that Idaho defense, let me tell you what. Okay.
I'm not saying NFL guys. I'm just saying, but they practice hard. They train hard. They hit the playbook, and they know what they're doing. Gap assignment? Great. Wrapping up? Great. They know what they're doing. Coach Eck.
They have a coach's kid on their team. You don't struggle against teams that have coaches' kids on their team. You do not. God, I remember
Colorado has two.
Yogi Roth literally talked about that kid like the stereotypical like white guy, right? Like the gym rat. He's the first one in, last one out. You know, a real hard worker. Like coach's son. Okay.
Here's my only edge to it is that Boise State, they're going to try to run the ball, and I think that's the one strength of the Ducks defense is they could stop the run. Now, can they score 21 points? That's the goal.
Yep. All right, let's do trivia. Then we got to do our list. So trivia, I forgot to do it last week for Idaho, and maybe that's why Oregon struggled, is because nobody was taking Idaho seriously, like including this podcast, so maybe that was it. So we're going to start things off right with Boise, because frankly, Oregon can't fucking lose to Boise again. Nope. That can't happen.
Oh, it can. Okay. Oh, it can.
Okay, so Boise City trivia, because Boise's not a state.
You guys picked Boise State. Do you guys think they're going to win?
No.
No?
No.
No comment.
All
right, so Boise City trivia. If you have not seen or heard us do trivia before, I give somebody a question, and they can either answer it right, or if they get it wrong, then the other person gets a multiple choice for a chance to get the point. I have 10 questions. Best out of those 10 will win, and I keep track all season. I believe King won last year. Pretty sure.
Asterisk on that.
Okay. All right. Especially because I don't remember at all. So, all right, let's start. Who wants to start? Should we like flip a coin or something?
Give it to the quote unquote champ over here.
Champ is here.
Okay.
Champ is here.
Remember when Boise City won the Fiesta Bowl back in 2007 over Oklahoma? There's this whole big Cinderella story, Statue of Liberty, 2-point conversion, yada, yada. Chris Peterson was the coach. Who was Boise City's quarterback that day?
Jared Zabransky from Salem.
That is correct. Jared Zabransky also on the cover of NCAA Football 2008 the following year. So King has one. King one, Ski zero. Ski, next question. Remember the guy who scored on the 2-point play in that game? Ran over, proposed to his cheerleader girlfriend. They're still married. He works at State Farm in Boise, if you needed to know that. What is that running back's name? One of their all-time leading rushers.
Yeah, Ian Johnson.
That is correct. Oh. Nice work. Where'd you pull that out of? All right.
I was thinking Jay Ajayi also.
Also a running back who went to Boise City?
Yeah. I don't remember at the same time, but the only guys I know.
Okay. King, who is the all-time leader in wins as a head coach at Boise? Leader in wins all time.
Pokey Allen.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Ski, your...
Damn it, I was going off the board. Yeah. Damn it.
Ski, your options. Brian Harsin, Chris Peterson, or Dan Hawkins?
I'll say Peterson.
That is the correct answer. Peterson went 92-12 before going to Washington.
Yeah. Pretty good record.
So Ski up 2-1 right now. This goes back to Ski because it is Ski's turn. This Oregon football Hall of Famer, or not Hall of Famer, this Oregon football player began his career at Boise Junior College before moving on to the Ducks and a long NFL career where he was an All-Pro. Hint, he has family who is also at Oregon.
Wilcox.
What's the first name, Ski? Also my brother's
John?
First name.
John Wilcox? No. I don't got a first name. I don't know why. I don't got it.
Are we going to give that to him?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Should we give it to him? Because it is the correct last name. I'm leaving this up to you, King. So chat says no.
No. No.
Then that's a no. Oh, man, that sucks. Because you did get you absolutely gave King the answer here. King, your options. Dave Wilcox.
Dave Wilcox.
Yeah, Dave Wilcox. He, by the way, he was in a Oregon Football Hall of Famer, right? I realized after I said that if I said that, it was going to automatically not be the other two guys who were the options. all right, so tied up at 2 now. Back to King. Who is Boise's all-time career leader in passing yards and touchdowns?
Helen Moore.
Yes, that is correct.
If you would have said Hank Bachmeyer, I was going to just walk out.
Ryan Dinwiddie. Yeah.
Ryan Dinwiddie.
all right, 3-2, King with the lead right now. Ski, usually I ask you for the name of the mascot for a team, but this time All I want to know about Buster Bronco is what jersey number he wears. He, sorry, I don't know why I'm putting gender. He doesn't have the bow, so I assume it's a, yeah. What jersey number does Buster Bronco wear?
I'm sure there's some dumb reason why it's a specific number, but I'll say one.
That is incorrect. King, your options, 12, 0, or 99?
I'll say 99, because it's wacky.
The answer is 0.
Oh.
Yeah. Nobody gets the point
no,
there.
No natties for the number of natties they got.
We can't make
easy,
that joke.
Easy there.
We can't make that
joke. Dangerous game. Yeah. Dangerous game you're playing.
Yep.
Get ice.
Not the most.
It's February. Don't step on that pond.
Not the most dangerous game, but it's pretty close. All right. So this goes to Ski? Or King?
King.
Me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, listener, viewer, you'll get used to me not being able to remember that. King, who is the highest drafted player in Boise history? He went number 12 overall in 2008.
Oh, my God. It's an offensive lineman.
Got to be, right?
I don't know. Pats.
Throw out a guess. Any names?
Lane Johnson.
Incorrect. He went to Oklahoma, I think.
I knew he did.
Ski, your options. DeMarcus Lawrence, Ryan Clady, or Doug Martin?
Ooh. I think Doug Martin was like that sneaky running back that got taken.
It was Ryan Clady.
You went with the muscle hamster? Yeah.
He did go first round. He's like 31st to Tampa.
Did he really? Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All three of those. Actually, no. Lawrence actually went in the second round, I think. Yeah. Which is crazy. Yeah. Clady went to the Broncos in 2008. Had a nice long career, I think. Okay. So nobody got that one. Right now, King leading 3-2 with two questions left. This one goes to King. Right?
No.
Ski.
Ski. No.
God damn it. I need to like have a tracker or something. Oregon and Boise played in 2009. The Ducks gained a total of 152 yards in that game, scored 8 points. After the game, LeGarrette Blount punched Byron Haupt. Blount finished the game, by the way, if you don't remember this, 8 carries, -5 yards for LeGarrette Blount in that game. Who led Oregon in rushing with 22 yards on 2 carries in that game? Oregon's leading rusher had 22 yards in that game.
Wait, Chris Harper.
Incorrect. Your options, King.
Re-guess.
Your options, Jeremiah Masoli, Jameer Holland, or LaMichael James?
LaMichael James.
LaMichael James is the answer.
Rose Bowl Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yeah, just named Rose Bowl Hall of Famer
this morning.
Yeah. So King with the win. Oh, wait, no, there's two more questions left. Oh, snap.
I'm back.
I got to keep scrolling, guys. I got to keep scrolling.
Count. Whoa. Stop the count.
All right, so King leading 4-2, so he technically has a chance. Question goes to King, though. The other time these teams played was a bit more fun, 37-32 in 2008. Darren Thomas came in because Chris Harper couldn't throw a forward pass, threw for 210 yards and 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Who was Oregon's leading receiver that day against Boise? Darren Thomas basically only threw to this guy.
It's King, right? Right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, 2009, 2008.
2008. Oregon's leading receiver against Boise when Darren Thomas came in.
Jameer Holland.
Incorrect. Your options, Ski. Ed Dixon, Jeff Mail, or Jason Williams?
I'm going to say Ed Dixon.
Ed Dixon is the correct answer. Yeah, 7 catches, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns, like all of them in the fourth quarter. to ski now with a chance to tie. We could have a tie in the first week because I don't have any more questions after this. What is the name / sponsor of Boise Stadium?
Albertson Stadium.
It absolutely is Albertson Stadium. All right. Good trivia, boys. We got a tie in the first week.
You had the easiest question as the last question. I don't believe you had that in the barrel the whole time. I think you just didn't want me to win. Mike Pence, if you still have the courage, you can do the right thing. That is not correct. Oh yeah, I do.
Receipts.
So hard.
I got receipts. I did not know that information before I created this.
Unbelievable.
Trivia. Yeah. Yeah.
You already, first week, you're already, calling foul on the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you've basically won. It's mathematically impossible for your opponent.
It's like, oh! Look
at these extra votes I just found.
it's like black. It's black sheep. I'm bringing in questions from dead people in Poughkeepsie. All right. So that is trivia. Let's do our list.
And our list.
Yeah. And then let's close out this podcast because we've been doing this a little while. Actually, we didn't technically start for a long time after the stream started, so we're good on time. Our list this week comes from our Discord, and of course I forget who the list came from in our Discord. I believe it was WCP. Hang on. Nate in Albany. Nathan FKD in our Discord, he gave us the list, Nutsian in our chat, top three players you wish LeGarrette Blount punched. I changed the list because I liked the idea of players. I like better the idea of everybody. So I opened it up to everybody since the beginning of time. So that's what we're going to do. And I feel pretty good about my list. So shall I start? Well, I can start.
Go for it. Yeah, all right. If you feel confident.
My number three, and I know I'm like, maybe I'm cheating a little bit here. It's a combination of Chris Paul and Patrick Beverley. Both of them. I had like my other two were not sports. And so I had to do a sports thing and I couldn't pick one over the other because both of them really need to be punched in the face, and I don't know.
I mean, I have Pat Bev on my list, so I will use him as my number three.
Okay, perfect.
My number three.
Yep.
I hate his face. I hate his game. I hate what he did to me twice in the year 2015. Jeff Lockie.
Take him down a couple pegs, man. What is he, like a lawyer now? He has to be a lawyer now.
His mother doesn't hate his face from those pictures that came out.
Yeah. Wait, who are you talking about? Jeff Lockie, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything with his mom.
His mom was like kissing him on like the lips.
Are you thinking
Jake Locker?
Jake Locker.
Was that Locker?
Yeah.
Was that Locker?
Yeah. Yeah. Locker.
I thought that's what you were thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's Jake Locker. He's got a punchable face too. So, whatever. All right, threes from the chat. Booble says Chris Paul.
Valid.
WCP says Drake. And Nutian says Tim Lincecum.
Oh, wow.
That's a good
Off
one.
Off the board.
That's a good
Off the
one.
Board.
Tim, I like big that. Time Timmy Jim taking fucking strays here.
Who said Drake?
Nutian.
WCP.
FKD.
No, he said Tim Lincecum, right?
He did. Wait,
who said Drake?
Oh, WCP.
Oh, I thought Davis was in here.
Da, 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 da. All right, my number two is Martin Shkreli.
The Pharma Bro?
Pharma Bro, yeah. I would imagine that guy got punched in the face a few times while he was in prison, but he, think about it. He raised the prices of a cancer drug to make it so people couldn't buy the cancer drug. That guy deserves an ass kicking. He got jailed.
I totally misunderstood. I misunderstood the parameters. I thought you meant
I said everybody.
All-time people in sports. I thought they were everyone in sports.
Everybody.
I stuck to sports only.
My number two, Jim Crow. Hate that guy. Yeah.
Hitler. What a dick. Hitler.
My number two is a combo of three because they're coaches, so I threw all three of them in. First one, I got Tommy Tuberville. I got Coach K, and I got Bobby Knight. All three of them needed to get punched in the face at least once.
Agreed.
I wouldn't punch Bobby Knight in the face.
Yeah, but he needed to get punched at least. He'll punch you back, but he needed to get socked once.
It'd be a Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura situation. Like, you would be in a headlock, and he would put you to sleep, you know?
Just got to get that first sucker punch in. That's all that matters.
Monkey,
and believe me,
sucker believe punch.
I hate the stuff Jim Crow did and all those laws. I hate racism. I just want to put that out there. My real number two, Curt Schilling.
It's a good one, too.
You're a crooked gamer. I mean, come on.
Bankrupting gaming companies.
Oh, the game was so good, though. Oh, it was so fun. Kingdom of Amalur, I think it was called. I legitimately played that game, and it was very fun. So, yeah, but what an asshole, you know? Like, fuck that guy.
I am distancing myself from the Curt Schilling love. I just
right. Bloody stock. Yeah,
yeah.
Sponsored by Hunts.
All right, two's in the chat. DJT. Who's DJT? WCP says
Donald John Trump.
45?
Donald John Trump.
You saying 45? Yep. All right. Sorry, I only know him by his number.
You mean 47?
Oh.
Hell. Soon to be. Nuttian goes Skip Bayless.
Oh, he got fired.
Still a very punchable face.
Yeah.
Booble says Trevor Bauer.
That's a great one. Though, not to kink shame, if you punch him in the face, he might get off.
Well,
if you've read the reports.
I thought it's the other way around, though.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways in that.
Does it go both ways?
Yeah, I think you like it bit, too. Not kink shaming.
Nobody knows more about autoerotic asphyxiation than me. Those words are way too big for him to say. okay, my number one is Tucker Carlson. Sorry, it can't not be Tucker Carlson for me. I'm sorry, and I apologize for not doing sports because literally everybody else is doing sports here. So my bad, but Tucker Carlson needs an ass kicking. I'll forever say that. So
yeah, because we actually tried here. We could have ripped off politicians easily if we wanted to.
Yeah,
but my number one, number two. Derek Jeter, number two.
Number two.
Number two. The biggest shortstop.
Biggest fraud ever. Like, oh, the greatest of all time. Get out of here. Yeah. Punch and Judy hitter. Oh, yeah, you could hit a ball 190 feet down the right field line at Yankee Stadium, hit a home run. Great. Good job, Jeets.
I think Babe Ruth could use a punch in the face. You know?
Icob.
Yeah.
Icob, yeah.
Yeah.
It's baseball. Pretty much most of them could.
I think
all the white ones mainly.
The white ones.
Yeah,
Brian McCann really deserves.
Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson deserves some knuckle sandwiches.
Oh, Hunter Strickland. How about Hunter Strickland?
All right. Brian Wilson. Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Dion. Could Dion use? I mean, very punchable. I don't know.
Just step on his foot.
Okay. Easy enough. Take out the other remaining toes. Okay, so I gave my one. Yeah, King, what's your one?
My number one, Thomas Matthew Crooks. He missed. Look it up. I'm kidding. I'm not doing that. That's a bad joke. It's Mike Remmers. Mike Remmers.
Number one's
from the chat. WCP says Elon. All right, WCP, thank you for not just going athletes with me. I appreciate you.
I tried to go a different one. I felt the energy shift when I when I said it. So I scrubbed that one. Mark it. Mike Remmers. I spent a whole year in quarantine being like, I'm not even mad at COVID. Mike Remmers, get a fucking block in the Super Bowl, you asshole.
Travis Kelce. Somebody hit him in the kneecap or something. Like,
wait a minute.
Okay, sorry. I stepped over the line. I'm sorry.
What are we doing here?
Well, stop beating the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Cut it out. And I like,
see you in February. See you in February, buddy.
Yeah. No, you won't. I don't think Niners are making it.
Do we know who sent that kid after Pearsall? Was it Kansas City?
I think it probably was. Yeah.
Are they trying to slow the Niners down in the early in the season?
Plants, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound like
nefarious
a very
read.
No, I'm not going to make that joke. Okay, never mind. One's from the chat. WCP says Elon. Nutian says Harry Kane. Eric Kane. Booble says Nick Kyrgios.
Tennis. Australian tennis player.
I need the backstory on that one.
That is so random.
He's been doing a lot of commentary for the U.S. Open, so he's been on the TV.
Oh, well, how about Djokovic? I think Djokovic could use one. Yeah. Novak? Honorable mentions for Booble.
Nerdy Fish. Oh, sorry. Mike Chang needs one right in the kisser.
Well, we can't say Michael Chang. Stop Asian hate. Can't do it.
There you go. AAPI month.
Yeah, I did think about that as we were doing our list. Like, saying, I was like, how comfortable do I feel saying like a black dude should get punched in the face? You know, like as three white dudes, how comfortable do I feel saying that? And then I remembered that I said Patrick Beverly first. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, never mind. I feel pretty good.
That's a universal one.
Yeah.
Red state, blue state. Yeah. We're all Palestine, Israel. We're all united a front on Pat Bev.
Hands across America.
Yeah. That song in the 80s where all the stars got together.
Yep.
That's what they were singing about was Pat Bev. Ending Pat Bev.
And Booble honorable mentions Cortland Finnegan. Paul Pierce and Rudy.
Paul
Pierce.
Yeah.
He got stabbed.
Yeah.
He survived.
So, like, Sean Astin or, like, the football player Rudy? Because.
No, the real Rudy. He's a terrible guy.
Is he? Okay.
Joe Montana hates him.
Yeah, he does. No, the story was fake. And Joe Montana has no problem telling you about that. So.
Joe Montana is a wholesome guy. He pitched Skechers before Skechers were cool.
Yes.
Why are Skechers cool?
Why are Crocs
cool? Speaking of young hip trends, where do you wear your socks? No shows? Knee high?
Definitely not knee high.
Where are the whippersnappers in the chat? You're a no show guy.
I'm a no show guy. Yep.
Always you're a geriatric millennial, and everyone laughs at you. Apparently,
I got too much hair in my legs, man. That shit hurts. I can't do it.
I mean, until I got to start worrying about like blood clots, I don't think I'm going high socks for a while.
Yeah. I got destroyed this summer by a bunch of high school kids. And I was like, I got nice calves. Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Figure it out. Chicks dig nice calves.
Makes you look so old.
Wait, so.
I am.
So what are the kids?
What are you pulling, kid? Huh?
They wear the crew socks, like the mid-length.
I'm pulling your mom. Maybe you shut the fuck up.
the mid-length ones.
But they're wearing those with their like short shorts?
Yes, and their Crocs every day.
That doesn't... I don't like... You can't go short shorts and crew socks. It's got to be...
I'm telling you, it's
got to be knee socks or no-shows. It's just... If you're going short shorts, you got to show that entire leg off.
That is the independent voter block that Nate Silver is looking for, the short shorts and crew socks. Yep. Right down the middle of everything.
That's rough. Couple more honorable mentions before we end the podcast. WCP says Tim Pool and Ben Shapiro. Yes, Ben Shapiro deserves a punch in the face.
I think my favorite Tim Pool joke
Shapiro has such a punchable face. Like, I think both sides could agree on that, too, just looking at his face.
You seen Shapiro's sister?
Yeah. Someone punched her in a certain spot.
A little swollen.
Yeah, a little swollen up.
My favorite Tim Pool thing is, I think this week, maybe it was last week, I don't even know what the circumstances were, but he said something like, I have advised an attorney and we're taking this to trial. And like thousands of mentions were like, hey buddy, you can't wear a beanie in court. You'll never go through with this. Hey buddy, you can't wear a beanie on the stand.
Someone punched his hairline. That's for sure.
God, what a dork.
I can't comment on the hairline stuff. Can't do it.
You own it. He's not either. He's old. Yeah. There's a certain age where when you're going bald, who the fuck cares?
No,
Tim
totally,
Pool is of
totally.
Age.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're 18. I get it. You're 38. You're 38. It's fucking fine.
Well, yeah. I think he's doing all right. I'm not sure if you saw what dropped that he got paid like $10 million from Russia.
Yes.
To pump out Russian propaganda.
Doing very well for himself.
Good deal if you can get it.
Hey, Vlad, if you want to hit our podcast up here, we'll take 10 mil.
Yeah. Pavel Bure, if you're listening.
Yeah. We love Yarmir Yager, right?
Steve Yzerman, if you're out there.
Yeah, we'd have you join the Discord. Get on as a guest, man. Like, yeah, come on. Come on, Vlad.
Drago, if you're still kicking.
Come on in to the family, Vlad. The water's warm.
The nebulous army they were fighting in the first Top Gun.
All of days, like both Top Guns.
Yeah, they really. I love that. Even in the last Top Gun, which was a great movie, they couldn't just lean into it. They
can't say it.
I'm Tom Cruise. I want to appeal to everyone, but at the same time, have no one like me. It's weird.
Things that make you go, All right. Movie on Sunday is The Beekeeper. It is on Prime. You should watch it and then listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Oregon, don't do what you did against Idaho, against Boise. Please and thank you. Because Oregon
and the Broncos
cannot, they cannot lose to Boise again. Can't happen. Yeah, Boise, Oregon on the cock this week. So enjoy that.
Yeah, big week for the cock.
Yeah.
They got the Broncos and the Ducks and the Eagles and the Packers on Friday.
Is that the Friday game? Yeah.
Yeah. From Brazil, apparently.
Brazil.
We're doing that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember hearing something about the Packers wearing green and green being like a huge like gang color something. Yeah,
they're like in the favelas.
So they were like worried about it with people wearing Packers jerseys around the city and stuff like that. Like, yeah,
hardened Wisconsinites.
Yeah.
Didn't they
try to say that during like the Atlanta Olympics, like, oh, like to foreigners, like, don't wear red and blue. Yeah. You'll get shot by the gang members.
That was very much a 90s thing, though.
Yeah.
You know? So
just wait until 2028 in L.A. Yeah. Don't wear a baseball cap or your shirt untucked. You'll get shot.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See y'all.